So let's review. The Gemara mentions several factors that will precede Bias HaMashiach. Ein ben David bo, at sheis bakish dag l'chaylev l'yimtza. Mashiach will come only after one cannot find fish to feed the sick because the rivers will solidify. Ein ben David bo, at shetichla malchus hazala miYisrael. Mashiach will come only after the Yidden will lose all their authority of even the lowest positions. Ein ben David bo, at sheichlu gasi ruch miYisrael. Mashiach will come only after there will be no haughtiness amongst the Yidden. Ein ben David bo, at sheichlu kol sheft meshekim miYisrael. Mashiach will come only after there will be no judges and gendarmes amongst the Yidden. Ein Yerushalayim niftis ela b'tzedaka. The final redemption will come about only through the merit of charity, as the pasuk states, tzien b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedaka. Emrisa derushim ismait v'hoylech hakelei. If one sees a generation with a continuous decline, he should be hopeful for Bias HaMashiach, as the pasuk states, ves am oni tishia v'goymer. Emrisa derushit tzeres rabbis b'oyselov k'nahar hakelei. If one sees a generation in which tragedies befall them continuously like a river, he should be hopeful for Bias HaMashiach, as the pasuk states, Ki yave kanar tzar. Im ben David ba, atchet tispashet hamalchus ha-yisrael tishah chadashim. Mashiach will come only after the wicked government rules over the Yidden for at least 9 months. Im ben David ba, ele bedur shekule zakai ukule chayef. Mashiach will come only in a generation in which the people are either all righteous or all wicked. Bedur shekule zakai dechsev ha-amech kulum tzadikim lo'olim yishru aretz. The Gemara cites a contradiction in the following pasuk. Ani Hashem beita achishena. The word beita implies that there is a set time for Bias HaMashiach, while the word achishena implies that Hashem will hasten Bias HaMashiach even before the set time. And it's reconciled as follows. Zachu achishena. The Yidden are worthy, Hashem will hasten and bring Mashiach before the set time. Lo zachu beita. But if the Yidden are not worthy, Hashem will bring Mashiach only at the set time. And there's a similar contradiction in two other psukim. One pasuk states, "V'aro emanoni shemaya kavar inish ata." Mashiach will come quickly like the clouds. While the other pasuk states, "Ani v'rech val chamar." Mashiach will come slowly riding on a donkey. And it's reconciled as follows: "Zachu emanoni shemaya lo zachu ani v'rech val chamar." The Gemara proceeds with an incident in which Rabbi Shu ben Levi met Eliyahu Navi, who directed him to Mashiach. Rabbi Shu ben Levi asked Mashiach, "Le'emas asimar? When will you come?" Mashiach answered, "Hayim today." Shimon Levi then went to Eliyahu and complained, Shikuri Kashakarbi, Domali Hayamasin Nevelayasa. Mashiach spoke falsely, he said he would come today, and he did not come. Eliyahu explained that Mashiach referred to the following pasuk, Hayyim in Bukolis Ishmo. Mashiach can come on any day that the Yidden listen to Hashem. Ula and Rabbah both said, Yese Veloyachmine. We do not want to be alive when Mashiach comes. Mishum Chevle Shem Mashiach, because they did not want to endure all the suffering in the times before Bias HaMashiach. And although Rabbi Eliezer said, "Mayasa odem inatzel mechel v'shem Mashiach yasik b'ter b'gemilz chasadim," a person who learns Torah and performs good deeds will be protected from these sufferings. However, they were concerned for Shema Yigur Machet. Their sins might cause them to lose their protection. As we find with Yaakov Vino, even though Hashem said to him, "Hinei enochi imcha shmarticha b'chol asher telech," I will guard you wherever you go. The pasuk says, "V'yira Yaakov moed v'yitzoloi." Yaakov Vino was afraid. This is likewise reconciled that Shal Yimisyare Shema Yigur Machet. The Yidden will become prosperous in the times of the Geula through Mashiach. Rabbi Hill disagrees and says, the Yidden will not become prosperous because they already consumed these merits in the times of Chizkiah HaMelech, who was Mashiach. And therefore, as Rashi explains, Hashem will redeem and rule over the Yidden without Mashiach. Amarav. La'ivri alma ella David. The world was created in the merit of David HaMelech, who was destined to recite numerous songs and praises to Hashem. U'shmol amr la'maisha. The world was created in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was destined to accept the Torah for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon amar la'mashiach. The world was created in the merit of Mashiach. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Mashemai. What is Mashiach's true name? And each Tana attributed his own name to Mashiach. The Beirub Shila amri, Shilai Shemai. His name is Shilai, as the pasuk states, Ad ki yav Shilai. The Beirub Yanei Amri, Yinon Shemai, as the pasuk states, Yehi Shemai La'olam Lefnei Shemesh Yinon Shemai. The Beirub Chanina Amar Chanina Shemai, as the pasuk states, Asher Lo Etin Lachem Chanina. V'yeshem in Menachem Mechizki Yishmai, as the pasuk states, Ki Rachek Bimena Menachem Meshem Nafshi. V'Rabbana Amri, Chivra De Beirub Rabbi Shemai, he is called the Mitzayra of Rabbi's home, as the pasuk states, Achin Chaleyenu Hu Naso Machoyvenu Siblam Manachnu Chashbenu Hu Nugua Muka Elikim Hu Mu'una. If Nachman says, "I min chayuhu kugernana," if Mashiach will be from those living, he'll be like myself. Rav says, "I min chayuhu kugerner bein hakadosh," if Mashiach will be from those living, he'll be like Rabbi Huda Hanasi. "I min masihu kugerner Daniel ish chamudes," if Mashiach will be from those who died, he'll be like Daniel. Hashem will appoint a new David HaMelech to rule over the Yidden. As the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "V'ivdes Hashem alikehem v'es David Malkum asher akim lehem." Hakim lo nemer elo akim. The pasuk does not say Hakim in the past tense, but akim in the future tense. Although there's another pasuk in Yechezkel which says, "V'David Abdi Nasi lehem lo oilam," David HaMelech will be the king forever. The Gemara explains, "Kikin keser upalgi keser." As Rashi explains, "Melech v'sheini loy." David HaChadosh Melech, Kedachsev David Malkum Asher Akim, David HaMelech Sheini Loi, Kedachsev Nasilehem, Loi Kasev Melech. The new David will be the king, and the old David will be the second in command.